The movie In the Bedroom tells the story of middle-aged parents who lose their son. Sissy Spacek and Tom Wilkinson play the couple. Nick Stahl is their son. Marissa Tomei also stars. In the Bedroom had its premiere at the Sundance Film Festival in January and is now opening in theaters across the country. First regarded as a movie about a family, it's now considered a movie about an entire nation. Howie Mobshevitz of Colorado Public Radio reports.
When director Todd Field spoke about In the Bedroom last January, the conversation ranged from the character of its setting in a coastal town in Maine, to Field's visual style, to the story about two parents whose son falls in love with an older woman.
She's not divorced yet, you know.
It's the same thing. Maine has crazy laws, that's all. Anyway, he loves her boys.
Oh, God, you don't think he wants
to... Oh, he's not going to marry her.
Well, then what's he doing with her?
She probably loves him. Girls always have. Let's just leave it at that.
When their son is killed, filmmaker Todd Field says their relationship changes.
But the one thing that doesn't shift is this intense feeling of what constitutes loyalty and what is the nature of love. And that, for me, that's really what the story is about.
But after the September 11th terrorist attacks, the film itself seemed to change. The family's grief takes on a much broader significance. But in an interview after the 11th, Field says he doesn't view the film any differently.
What I do view differently, though, is the idea of grief as a state of mind for the nation, which is the nation seems to be grieving hand in hand with people. You know, people seem to be talking about it because it affected so many people simultaneously.
Field says that his own upbringing taught him that grief was best left unexpressed.
We're not a culture that screams and bangs on coffins and then dances and gets drunk for three nights. And, you know, at least the way I was raised, death was not something to, it was something to get on with and get past. And you weren't supposed to really talk about those kinds of feelings. And that's sort of the problem that these two characters are facing, which is ultimately their undoing in the film, which is they very clearly have no ability to grieve.
What do you want?
I want to know what's going on.
Oh, right.
You're obviously upset. Is there something we can talk about?
Talk? Who, us? What if somebody walked in? They wouldn't recognize us. They'd think they were in the wrong house.
Grieving is also not something that American movies have indulged. They tend to be optimistic. When characters do grieve, it's usually for a brief period of time, and then they move on. Linda Williams heads the film studies program at the University of California at Berkeley.
This film gives an enormous amount of time to the way the mother feels after the loss of her son. The way the dynamic of the relationship between the mother and the father works is very well attended to. It's quite rich. It's beautifully acted. And I've really never seen anything quite like it in an American film.
But the mother and father deal with their grief in different ways. The tensions that result erupt in an intense argument.
Do you want to talk or not?
Oh, you mean about our dead son? No. We haven't before. Why should we bother now?
What can I do, Ruth?
Forget it, man. Why don't you just go?
What do you want from me?
I want you to stop acting out. Nothing's happened. That's what I want.
Why, because I'm not bouncing off the walls?
No, Matt, that would require feelings. We don't want you to hurt yourself.
Do me a favor, Ruth. You want a grieving contest, go find someone else.
Anger, as it so often does, leads to retribution. When director Todd Field made In the Bedroom, he could not have been thinking that the mix of grief and rage which infects his characters would have national implications. But film scholar Linda Williams says that events can often change the way an audience sees a movie. Ernst Lubitsch's 1942 comedy about Hitler, To Be or Not to Be, got a chilly reception until well after World War II. In 1979, the China Syndrome suddenly became prophetic when the nuclear power plant at Three Mile Island went out of control 12 days after the film's release. Williams points out that In the Bedroom's being released at an important time for this country, and that since it's left its director's hands, the film's taken on a life of its own.
No, I don't think it matters at all what a director intended. I'm sure that Todd Field did not intend to make a film that would seem to be about national grief and mourning. But it is true that our nation is desperately in need of a good, hard-thinking, psychologically well-observed film, novel, play, whatever, about grief and mourning, and I think it really got it with this film. And I hope that once this film is out, it actually might encourage further conversations about proper and improper ways of mourning.
And filmmaker Todd Field knows that the country he thought would see in the bedroom is in a different state of mind since September 11th.
The stakes are much higher because the times are different and the country is different. And, you know, I think we had a very long time where we felt unusually and maybe unnaturally immune to the pains of the world. You know, it's certainly been terrible things happening elsewhere for a very long time. And I think everyone's senses are intensely heightened to everything right now.
So Todd Field and his movie In the Bedroom are now encountering an audience he did not expect. For NPR News, I'm Howie Moshevitz.